Sarah Banda performing a great arrangement of The Romance from Mozart's Eine kleine Nachtmusik.
I loved that. And yeah. Sarah Willis, that horn player, is just a remarkable human being. She's, of course, a fantastic musician. She's a great interviewer, too. Uh-huh. You can see a lot of her interviews on YouTube. She's just an idol of mine. And how cool to hear her Sarah Banda.
Yeah.
It's so much fun.
Sarah Willis and six Cuban musicians performing a mix of classical covers like that and music by contemporary Cuban composers. Just a treat.
So does that mean we'll be hearing more on future episodes of Friday Happy Hour?
Yes, we will.
Excellent.
Also, that's not the last Sarah Band that we will hear today. We'll hear an actual Sarah Band. The Sarah Band from Edvard Grieg's Holberg Suite.
Oh, Sarah Band, kind of a dance. And yeah. Of course, Sarah Willis's band is a play on that Sarah Band.
It's a pun, Krista. We loved them. Even your friend Sarah Band. Sarah Willis loves a pun.
It's true. I'm surrounded. And by the way, if you're just joining us for Friday Happy Hour, you can hear this fun nonsense the first Friday of every month. Friday Happy Hour is now a year-round experience. You can join us at 5 o'clock the first Friday of every month year-round.
So still to come, our twin spin.
Of course. And?
I was going to go cold to a promo and then into the next piece.
Great. So, perfect. Yeah. I'll shut up now.
I'm Edmund Stone, and this week on The Score, in honor of Indigenous Peoples Month, films and their scores written and directed by, starring, and about the oldest cultures on this continent, from the Inuit legend Atanariuat, the fastest runner, to Apocalypto and The Revenant, plus Shouting Secrets and Wind River. Saturday at 2 on The Score. Thank you.
the Alliage Quintet, and special guest performing the waltz from the Jazz Suite Number 1 by Dmitri Shostakovich.
Yeah, the Alliage ensemble is mostly saxophones, right?
Yeah, it's a saxophone quartet and a pianist.
But I heard a cello in there.
They've done several projects where they get a guest. And in this album, it's cellist Alban Gerhardt.
Oh, don't worry.
Yeah. So that piece usually features saxophones. Right. But instead, it's just been all rearranged and the saxophones were doing pretty little fluttery things.
Deedle-deedles. Yeah, that was really cool. Yeah. I like that arrangement. It was not quite as sinister as some versions of that piece.
In truth. And also in keeping with our More the Merrier.
Oh, good
if
point.
If you have a quintet, you know, a sextet, that's even merrier.
Yeah. This is Friday Happy Hour, classical music with a twist to welcome the weekend. I'm Krista Wessel.
And I'm Warren Black.
And one of the signatures of Friday Happy Hour is this thing called a twin spin.
That's right. We've been doing this since the late 1950s on this program.
Wait, I'm not that old. Okay. Barely, but not that old.
Actually, it's a practice that does date back to the 40s and 50s. This Chicago announcer named Franklin McCormick used to play two versions of the same song. And then, you know, if you could compare and contrast. We've upped the ante by making it the regular classical version of something and then some sort of definite twist. And that's what's coming up today. And it also fits in with the More the Merrier theme.
Okay, so tell me about the piece first and then about the More the Merrier.
All right, so the straight-ahead piece is one of the Preludes and Fugues by Johann Sebastian Bach, the number 2.
Okay.
In C-sharp minor.
From his well-tempered clavier?
Yes, from his well-tempered clavier. So we'll hear a performance of that, which was actually written for harpsichord, but it'll be a performance by a great French pianist, Hélène Grimaud.
She's amazing.
Yes, she is. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to play the prelude first by Elaine, and then we're going to hear a spin on that.
On the prelude.
On the prelude.
Oh, and then the fugue, and then the spin on the fugue?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
That's what we're going
to
do.
That makes sense to my logical brain.
And the spins are both by the Canadian Brass. Oh. Arrangements by a great jazz conductor, arranger named Luther Henderson.
Oh, wow. So the spins are going to be quite jazzy indeed.
Mm-hmm, and brassy.
Ooh, I'm up for it. Bring
Jazzy and Brassy. Here we go.
It's the twin spin here on Friday Happy Hour.
Thank you.
Canadian Brass performing Cool Bach, which was Luther Henderson's arrangement for brass of the fugue from the Prelude and Fugue number 2 in C sharp minor by Johann Sebastian Bach, which concludes this week's Twin Spin. So, in case you came in the middle of that wondering what's happening, so our Twin Spin today was actually kind of an extra spin because, you know, the more the merrier,
right?
Which is our theme today. So we heard Alain Grimaud performing the Prelude number 2 from the Well-Tempered Clavier by J.S. Bach.
And then the Canadian Brass with their spin,
which was called Bebop Bach.
Yeah.
Another arrangement by Luther Henderson. Then we heard Elaine performing the fugue on the piano.
And then the Canadian Brass with their take on the fugue.
Another Luther Henderson arrangement.
Which was so cool.
And for that and other reasons, they called it Cool Bach.
Oh, well, there you go.
There you go.
It's our Twin Spin here on Friday Happy Hour. We do this for every edition of the show, which you can hear the first Friday of every month, year-round, right here at All Classical Radio.
Support for All Classical Radio comes from Terwilliger Plaza, independent and assisted living for seniors 62-plus in Southwest Portland. They invite you to their open house, an afternoon of refreshments, live music, guided apartment home tours, and a chance to meet current members. Next Thursday, November 20th, to RSVP, visit terwilligerplaza.com.
Dun 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 d
Title from Ennio Morricone's music for Cinema Paradiso or Cinema Paradiso, performed by, well, one person, but many times tracked, Petra Hayden.
That was really beautiful.
Yeah, from her Petra Goes to the Movies album, which is all just her multi-tracked doing that kind of interesting thing.
And you're a big fan of her doing that kind of multi-tracking. I know that you get a little swoony every time we play a track from her on Friday Happy Hour.
That's fun stuff. And also, that does nicely set us up for the main event for this episode, our Frankenstein Holberg Suite.
How does that set us up for Frankenstein?
Well, so... Let's backtrack quickly and talk about what a Frankenstein is in terms of Friday Happy Hour.
Right, exactly. Not in literary terms.
But, right, yeah. So we've done Frankenstein four seasons. We've done Frankenstein Brandenburg.
Sweet Bergamask by Claude Debussy.
Right. So it's you take a multi-movement piece and you divide it up among different ensembles or individuals.
All right, so we've got a Frankenstein Holberg Suite coming up today to wrap up Friday Happy Hour. Music by Edvard Grieg. And so how do we get, what's the tie-in? You said it sets us up nicely.
So the first movement in the Holberg Suite, which is five movements, is the Preludium. Mm-hmm. And we're going to hear it performed by one cellist, a fine cellist who we're all in love with here, Johannes Moser.
Ah.
From his Alone Together pandemic project, where he multi-tracked himself performing this.
Got it.
And then other ensembles
and
individuals will come along.
And maybe an accordionist.
No, definitely.
So our Frankenstein version of the Holberg Suite on Friday Happy Hour.
Thank you.
Piano and Phonics Reflection, a marimba orchestra from Japan, wrapping up our Frankenstein Holberg suite.
Thank you for putting that in there. I've recently started taking marimba lessons myself, and I got a lot of inspiration out of that piece.
Yeah, it was great. So let's run it down from the top.
Yep.
Cellist Johannes Moser, multi-tracked, performing the Preludium. Then the Netherlands Guitar Trio, performing the Saraband. Latvian accordionist Ksenija Sidorova, performing the Gavotte, fulfilling, you know, your RDA.
Your recommended daily allowance of accordion, yeah.
That's right. The Seraph Brass, performing the Air, and the Seraph Brass is an all-woman brass ensemble from Texas.
Awesome.
And then finally, yes.
Marimbas!
Marimbas! Bringing it home.
I love when we Frankenstein things on Friday Happy Hour. And where else are you going to hear marimbas and accordions and guitars and cellos and brass all combining Frankensteining into a Holberg suite, but Friday Happy Hour here at All Classical Radio.
And fitting in, I think, with our theme for today of the more the merrier.
That's right. And keeping it weird here on Friday Happy Hour.
That's right. That's what we're all about. And that music coming up means that we have come to the end of this encore edition of Friday Happy Hour, which originally was broadcast back in October of 2024. I'm Warren Black, welcoming you back to 2025. And a quick update on things that are yet to come. Next month, December, we will have two Friday Happy Hours, one on the 5th, the first Friday of the month, and then another 2 weeks later, on the 19th, a holiday happy hour featuring our annual Frankencracker, or Frankenstein Nutcracker. Hope you can join me and Krista for both of those episodes. Before I go, a quick thank you to Three Leg Torso for our theme music, to Josh Espinoza for getting us out there on the interwebs, Christina Becker for acquisitions, and especially for this episode, a thank you to our web guy, Dan Gonzalez, and our operations manager, Todd Dolanek, for getting this episode where it needed to be, specifically on the air and in the audio archive at allclassical.org. For Krista Wessel and the whole team, I'm Warren Black. We'll see you again next month for Friday Happy Hour. Listening to All Classical Radio, broadcasting from the heart of Portland, Oregon at KQAC Portland 89.9, KQOC Glen Eden Beach 88.1, KQMI Manzanita 88.9, KQHR The Dalles and Hood River 88.1 and 96.3, KSLC McMinnville 90.3, K239 BP Corvallis 95.7, and streaming all around the world at allclassical.org.
Composer State Book is next and is made possible by Heritage Bank, a bank that looks at the world the way you do because you know what it takes to be successful. They're online at heritagebanknw.com, member FDIC.